Before we go any further, we just had a little chat with the one and only Tom Meyer's daughter. Today would have been Tom Meyer's 74th birthday.
Tom Meyer, of course, graced this desk for many years. And believe me, he always took care of me when I was coaching. Gave me the nicest softball questions that everyone could ever have, and I was always appreciative of him.
Well, the Hatchet story, ever since MedX won the district championship last year, they have had a big target on their back. Regardless of the pressure, though, the Hatchets have been able to rattle off 20 victories and zero lost, a perfect regular season. They had one very close call early on in the season at Vassar when they had to come from behind and win from the free throw line over the Vulcans 42-41. On the season, BadX has had 14 of its 20 victories in double figures.
Well, I'll tell you what, BadX, Ubley, this is just really something that it's a traditional rivalry. I would say BadX, as far as they're concerned, they've worn that bullseye target all year very, very well. And they also have to realize that since they've been off since Saturday, it's a different ball game, different season. There's no more 20-0. There's no more GTC conference championships. Right now, we're in a one-game knockout season. So there's no time to look back. There's only one direction now, and that's forward. And they have to be having that particular mindset in order to be successful tonight.
Well, BadX is currently on a 20-game win streak. Their last loss was in the regional semifinal last year against Millington, 61-73. In the last five games, BadX has won by an average of 12 points, 53-41.
That's giving me something to think about for the predictions.
9.5 minutes away from tipping off game number one of our doubleheader action on the WLW Sports Network. Keep it locked on.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I like the things that officiating gives to officials: confidence, decision-making abilities, be able to work in teams.
Because I love sports. I've been involved in educational athletics all my life, and I like to give back to the kids and the athletes and the parents and the schools.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA, a public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
It's Chevrolet Super Tag Bonus Days at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in BadX. Look for special bonus tags with extra savings on select models. How about a 2016 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive LT? It's fully equipped, including heated seats, remote starts, rear vision camera, and 4G Wi-Fi, only $25,544. Lease it as low as $186 a month. Check out the all-new, totally redesigned 2016 Chevy Malibu LT. It has remote start, rear vision camera, and more. Lease it for only $173 a month. Save almost $9,000 on a 2016 Chevy Impala 2LT. It's fully equipped and gets 29 miles per gallon. Only $22,290. Truck buyers, get a hot deal on a 2016 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4 All-Star Edition. Lease it as low as $215 a month. Find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown BadX. See dealer for details.
It's like a second Christmas. Tax season comes around, most of us already have planned what we're going to do with it. Maybe pay off an old debt or get some new toys. But what about updating that kitchen you've been talking about? Or some new cabinets for the bathroom? Let D&M Cabinet Shop help you create something special. Take your hard-earned dollars and put it into an investment that will last.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Free Road.
Hey folks, RJ McGarra from Moore Motors Caro here. Great news! Ford Motor Company has extended the Conquest AZ program through April 4th, 2016. What does this mean? It means you could save thousands on your next Ford or Lincoln purchase. To participate, you must currently own or lease a non-Ford vehicle and get a Conquest AZ PIN number from a Ford employee or retiree. This can be from a friend, a neighbor, or a cousin. So act now and save big today! Visit us in our showroom at Caro or on the web at www.themooreautogroup.com today.
It's District 83 semifinals, night number two, doubleheader number two, game number one, with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney on the WLW Sports Network. The Ubley Bearcats enter tonight at 7-13 overall. Their best win, home against USA, 73-67. Their worst loss would be at Lakers, 38-45. Ubley is 3-7 in the Greater Thumb East, which put them in fifth place in the final standings, five games out of first place. Ubley is coached by August Recker, a familiar name in the M-19 Valley. Going by the numbers, the Bearcats score on average 44.3 a game, which is an eighth-tenth of a point boost since Monday's game. On defense, the Bearcats allow 48.8, up a half point since allowing 57 against Cass City. That means through 20 games for Ubley this season, they have an average loss margin of 4.4. Monday's victory now makes more victories on the road, four, than at home this season, three. The Bearcats have gone 3-9 away from Ubley Fieldhouse with an average score of 44.6 to 49.5, an average loss of 4.9 points. Ubley has faced BedEx twice this season already, and as of recent as this past Saturday, where they lost 34-49. In the two meetings in this campaign, Ubley has lost by an average of 15.5 points, 38.5-54. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside the Ubley huddle.
Well, in this third meeting, Coach Gus Ruckert's Ubley Bearcats, they are beginning to play really well on both sides of the court. Look for Jeffrey Wright, a senior, to lead the attack, while the efforts of Anthony Sweeney, John Brandel, Cole Mikecheck, Trevor DePresky, and also newcomer Matt Mikecheck, they're going to determine tonight's success.
With the Bearcats story, they have played 20 games this season, and only seven of them have been at home, where they won 3-4. On the road, Ubley has gone 4-9, beating Deckerville, Memphis, North Huron, and Cass City on a neutral floor. Monday ended a three-game skid for Ubley, and since January 22nd, the Bearcats have only secured two victories in 11 tries.
Well, the Bearcats are a new team now, and they could be the most dangerous team in this district tournament. I'll tell you what, I don't think there's any pressure on them. Their shots are beginning to fall. Defense is always a constant with them. So I would say watch out for these guys.
Ubley is currently, they've gone 2-3 in the last five games and play Bad Axe tonight. Ubley has not beaten Bad Axe in its last five meetings. The last time the Bearcats have defeated the Hatchets was February 7th, 2014 at Bad Axe with a score of 51-39.
How about that? By an 12-point margin. That sounds about where it might be tonight, a 12-point margin, one way or the other, huh?
We are less than 4 minutes away from tipping off in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach in District 83, Ubley versus Bad Axe on the WLEW Sports Network.
There are great things happening at Thumb Cellular this year, and they've got the number 25 on their mind. They are kicking off their 25th year of serving the Thumb area as your local cellular provider with some amazing new deals when you sign up for new service or an upgrade. Not only will you get the great local service and coverage that Thumb Cellular offers all of its customers, but you'll also get 25 bonus gigs of data to use for the length of your contract. You'll also get $25 off your bill, a $25 additional discount on all phones, and 25% off select accessories. They're also offering the all-new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime free on a two-year contract. With all of these great deals going on, they bet you'll have 25 on your mind, too. Stop into Thumb Cellular with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe. Whether it's a matter of finances or safety, our lives can be tough sometimes. More than ever, we all value peace of mind.
Fortunately, that's exactly what we offer at Peruski Insurance, security and confidence in your life and your coverage. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. When it comes to handling claims, having the right protection from a person you trust is essential. Know for certain that you are prepared with your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, at your side.
Whether it's an act of nature or human error, Auto Owners Insurance and Peruski Insurance can assure you that everything will be okay. So, get the protection you need for life's tough moments.
As your Auto Owners Insurance agency, we will add confidence to your future. We are Peruski Insurance, your Auto Owners Insurance agency, at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire. Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, an authorized Auto Owners Insurance agent.